So this is nothing new, being called a Putin puppet and a Kremlin stooge and all that. But this is a whole different level. When you've got the Communications Security Establishment, which is the National Security Agency of Canada, their Signals Electronic Intelligence Agency, one of the Five Eyes, having a secret report that Global News obtained, apparently it's where Freedom of Information Act requests, we learn now, they did not say that on their original report. But in any case, they got a hold of a report that one of their reporters says was prepared ahead of the October 2019 Canadian federal elections. And this report says and names us and even shows a screenshot of this very article that you refer to about Freeland's grandfather, the February 27, 2017 Consortium News article. It says that the first attack, and this is Global News quoting from the CSC report, the first attack was a February 2017 report in the online Consortium News, followed in quick succession by pro-Russian English language and Russian language online media. It says that Consortium News was part, quote, of a cyber influence campaign directed by Russia. And that word directed is what really set me off. Because, again, it's one thing to smear us as all that, but for a major intelligence agency and then broadcast by a major Canadian television network, which I understand has over $1 billion in revenue. They have the license for Nickelodeon, for The Late Show with what's his name again?
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert's show is shown in Canada on their network. So this is a coast-to-coast major television network. And they and the CSC, the Communication Security Establishment, is a major intelligence agency. For them to name us as being directed by Russia was a step too far.